T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
If the first 4 picks are quarterbacks and you're sitting there in your Ryan Poles, I would be compelled to move up. I would be bold and take next year's first-round draft pick, maybe some other collection of picks, the number 9 this year, obviously, and move up for Marvin Harrison Jr. That's how you change history. You add a wide receiver who is the best player in this draft with a quarterback who's going to change your franchise, and then you go to town. Then you're talking playoffs. Then you can win the draft on day 1. One of those, one from next year, an additional one from next year, and you talk to the team and, what? I mean, this is not outrageous. Dave, you're looking at me like I just suggested.
Coach is so upset.
Dave, you're so disappointed in me. I don't know if I can handle that. But this is how you take advantage of a rare opportunity.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That was on NBC Sports Chicago. David trying to manipulate a trade up to get Maserati Marv in the building along with Caleb Williams. And I don't have a problem moving up. I would prefer them to take the gift that will fall to them at number 9. If you just stay where you're at, given the fact that these quarterbacks are moving, somebody exceptional is going to fall right into your lap. And Dave, I know you would rather see them trade down, and we've been arguing about the trade up, the stay where you're at, and the trade down for, I mean, it feels like months.
Guess I got to do that myself.
Yeah, there you go. You got to hit a button.
You're right. Dustin's mad. I'm not going to say take John Alt from Notre Dame. But no, you know what? What I was thinking when David made that comment was, what's the value chart of doing that, of going up to 4, going
right
up to 5?
What's that cost?
It's about 500 and some points.
Right.
We don't have enough this year in our draft. Our 3rd and 4th wouldn't get it.
Yep.
You'd have to give a first
next year's
year,
first.
You know, which is equal to a 2nd, which is close, which would be close to the value. But number 1, I'm not convinced he's the best player in the draft. I think Caleb Williams is. Number 2, I have talked to people that like Malik Nabers from LSU as much as him for different reasons.
You could find people like that, yeah.
You know, we got Keenan Allen. You got one football. Right now, I would not consider taking a receiver at that point. That's just me. I would take a pass rusher on defense if there's one worthy. Now, I've gone through all those guys, you know, and we don't have time now, but I could go through every one of those top 5 pass rushers that they're talking about, edge guys, whatever it is. And you know, the guy I like the most is the guy from Florida State. Verse, I don't know if he's the 9th pick of the draft. I think you might be able to move down and pick up a 2nd or pick up a 3rd, another starter. Hey, guys, 2 years from now, you give away our entire draft. You know, we're a young team. After 2026, okay, not next year, we just got four or five guys, Jenkins. I looked at all the contracts. The following year, we are going to have a flood of guys where contracts are up, and there's only so much money, and that's what the secret to Kansas City's been, to have draft picks. They got those draft picks every year that have been playing for them, and so one, I don't see the receiver thing being a priority right now.
Okay, so
I want to counter that for a minute, Dave. This idea that a receiver is not of value in that spot in the draft, the second highest paid guy on your roster right now is Keenan Allen at $23 million. And what are you going to do with him after next year?
Give him I'm extending him tonight.
Okay, how much are you giving him? Because if you take a guy at nine, without the trade-up, let's forget about that for a moment. If you take one of the top three receivers in the draft at nine, you're getting cost certainty over 5 years with a position that is going through the roof where you've got guys paid like defensive ends. I think there's value with that position to get a rookie contract, 5 years of a guy at the number nine pick.
At the number nine pick. So take Aduze, okay, or take Neighbors at nine and sit there. I get that. I could accept that. I wouldn't be overly excited over the top because I think there's some great receivers that you could get. I take that kid from Georgia and put him. He's going to be a starter. What's his name? The slot guy?
Brock Bowers?
No, the wide receiver. He's going to be a Wes Welker. Not at nine. I'm talking about Trey Don. Yeah. He's going to be there in the top of the second. He's as good a receiver.
It's a deep class.
It's a deep class. Yeah. Deep class.
Back to the idea. The idea was very specific.
Right.
I said if the first four picks are quarterbacks,
right,
then you would have a conversation about moving up. And I still think that they should do that if that's the case. I don't know if the first four picks will be quarterbacks. Staying at nine, you know, wide receiver isn't a terrible idea, Dave, because Keenan Allen is at an advanced stage of his career.
No question about it.
And I would wonder about, you know, rookie quarterback contracts are valuable. Rookie wide receiver contracts are just as valuable the way that they're getting paid now. So I don't know that you necessarily have to reject that idea entirely. You know, edge rusher, if you are a defensive-minded head coach and you're Matt Eberflus, shouldn't you be able to get to the quarterback if you don't get an edge rusher at nine? Shouldn't you be able to scheme your way to the quarterback still without having that elite pass rusher in theory? If you need a wide receiver to pair with your rookie quarterback, doesn't that make more sense organizationally?
Schematically, what they want to do on defense, they want the front four. I mean, this is a combination of a Tampa Bay, a Dallas kind of, and I've talked to Flus about it. You know, they'd rather not be a blitzing team. They'd rather get
the front four
and then use the sophistication on the back end and come up with different schemes. So that's why I kind of look at that and say that's where what they would like ideally from a defensive personnel standpoint. I would move down, and I've said this, and people say, I tell you what, if I could trade down there to the bottom, I wouldn't have any problem with taking and there's a lot of receivers, you can get one. I would take a pass rusher. I would take an offensive center. And I'm on this offensive center thing because
they drafted two in free agency, or they picked up two.
The one guy was kind of a guard. He's a good player from Buffalo. You know, now they're moving him to center. You know,
gave up a pick for him.
Yeah, but look at our offensive line. I mean, I look at this offensive line and Nate Davis. I mean, you know, he done. We haven't got a full year out of him.
Dave, explain the philosophy behind and where it began.
I just go back to Olin Cruz.
The trading, take him. The trade down to get more assets, to get more talent, because what you're doing theoretically is, you're adding depth because you have numbers that maybe, you know, two is greater than one, three is greater than two.
Starting depth.
Are you as sure about that? I mean, isn't the risk that you're going to be drafting guys who might not pan out greater if you're adding, if they're second and third rounders, rather than a guy at number nine, if you stay there, it's going to be a potential star for you?
You can move down. You can move down, and depending on the position you want to draft, and draft a starter. I'm as confident about that, and put him in there and go. I mean, I don't know.
I think Verse is interesting because that gives you somebody opposite Montez Sweat.
He plays the run and the pass.
It gives you someone big who has a lot of arse. I mean, right. he's like one of the strongest guys in the draft. What was his 225? It was ridiculous. And he's fast. So you could help yourself. You could keep people honest in terms of how they're blocking Montez Sweat. Big Z has suggested this Byron Murphy, the second.
He's a tackle.
That's what I'm saying. He is your three technique. The problem is you drafted two defensive tackles
and they're going to be good players.
You drafted them fairly high. So you're saying, well, we did draft them and we've got depth, but we need a star there. I don't like the message that is.
I wouldn't take a tackle. I would not. I mean, I like the two young kids we got last year. I would coach the heck out of them, make them get better. That's what I would do. Same thing at tackle. Wright and Jones. I would coach the heck out of them and get better.
So you stay with Braxton Jones.
I would stay with Braxton Jones. I think he got better as the year went on. I don't know if Alt's a left tackle. The best tackle that I like in the draft is a kid out of Washington. A big kid out of Washington, I'm telling you, he's an athlete. The kid out of Georgia is going to get a lot of fanfare. He's a giant, 6'6", 330, but I think he's a right tackle or a guard.
Right.
I don't know if these guys are good enough handling the edge. The best athlete tackle that I have watched is the kid at Washington. And I think he's
Bought a new?
Yes. Yeah, I think he's a left tackle. You know, I think he is athletic enough. He moves his
feet. Why you would trade down, because there's three left tackles that could be among the top 15 picks. So you would probably trade down.
If the Bears.
Would you go lower than 15 if you traded down?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. I talked to a guy last night that he said that's kind of the number that he put. He felt he could get on to 15. They were talking about trading down and still get an impact player, you know, in a position they wanted.
I was told 15 or 16 players are potentially blue in the first round, and then there's a drop-off.
And, you know, in the Keenan Allen thing, let's not see, and this is what I keep – this is probably one of the biggest things I got. We traded for him. Yeah. He's more the one of the most veteran, decorated players we got on our team.
Slot
right?
guy.
And but he wants another bite of the apple. He wants another contract.
Yes.
And you're going to have a rookie quarterback with a solid offensive line, not great, you know, developing, and you got the rookie quarterback, and you got one football. If Keenan Allen, all of a sudden, because of the growing pains with Caleb, you know, he's dumping the ball off, or they're throwing a lot of screens, you know, they're going to the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick philosophy with Brady. I mean, you know, and Brett Favre going back in the day, screens, tight ends, high percentage throws to get your quarterback going. Keenan Allen, he's going to be sitting there saying, I got to get the football.
But has he ever been that guy?
But he's got to get the football is my point.
He's a first down. He's like a tight end. He's a guy that plays out of the slot. He's always open. He fights for the ball. I mean, he's going to move the chains for you. He's going to help your offense immensely.
I don't remember him being a diva, though.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Just equal opportunities is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, because he's going to be thinking contract. And if I come out of this thing with 30 catches, I'm getting nothing, you know? I mean, truly. So he's going to say, you know, and now you got him sitting there.
I don't think that's enough to keep you away from Roma Dunze if he's sitting there at nine and you're not.
Roma Dunze could be the first player taken in a number of different drafts. He could be the best receiver we've
seen. He could be.
He's that good a player.
He could be.
And if he falls to nine, to me, that's a fall. And you could take the gift that the gods of football have given you. A player like that who's better than the position he's taken.
I won't dispute the thing at nine, you know, taking him at nine or taking Neighbors had the highest yards after the catch of any receiver last year in football.
He's fast.
I mean,
he can tackle him. You can jump. He's rock solid. The problem is he brought a gun down to Mardi Gras. I mean, that would give me pause.
Yeah. He got a little bit of that, you know what I mean? But
a little bit of that.
Why are you packing stuff?
But my point is, those guys at nine, they're deserving of going at nine, okay?
Yeah.
But
earlier than nine.
Maybe earlier at nine. Yes, maybe earlier at nine. You know, I just keep looking at it and say, is that the highest priority? And that's something that Ryan Poles is going to have to say. Is receiver the highest priority of our team at nine when you got a chance to maybe get a defensive guy And obviously, you know, the offensive tackles. I mean, there's going to be guys there. They're saying that Alt's going to go before the Bears pick.
Yes.
You know, who Tennessee or someone loves him. So he may be gone. But
so it's draft night, and you're at Hallis Hall, and you're in the room, and it's your general manager, and Ryan Poles is running the show. What role does a head coach play? How loud is his voice, and how active is he in all these decisions?
Well, right now they have, we used to call it the bullpen. You know, they've got their bullpen up right now. They've gone through every scenario of trades. They've gone through all the dry runs, the mock drafts, who falls, this guy falls. If these three players are available, who are we going to take? So they're going to decide all that right now, and it really, on draft day, there's not going to be much of the debate at this nine. They've either made up their minds that they're going to move, okay, try to move up, try to move down, or we're going to sit there, and at nine, this is the group of players that are probably going to be available, and who do we, you know, like as a consensus? Hey, what is the need?
If you have four, let's say, then obviously you can move down and get one of them.
Yes.
I mean, that I understand that concept. If you have a group of players and you think, well, we got to get one of these guys, and oh my God, look at, they're all sitting there, we can go down. Now, that doesn't mean that the league's going to cooperate and want to come up, and who's going to be who are people looking for if they're coming up?
Right. Yeah, we've moved. I've been in situations where we moved down, and then got nervous that somebody was going to trade and jump your guy. It comes down to this, guys. If there's a player there that you really like, then draft them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what it comes down to. I mean, sometimes you can get too cute and outsmart yourself. David, if you want to give up next year's one and whatever else and go get them, draft them at four. You know, I mean, really, that's
if the Bears did that, if the Bears gave up, let's say this year's hypothetically third round draft pick, next year's first, and they end the draft with three players, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., and a punter.
Iowa punter.
Don't they win the draft? Don't they win the draft?
It would, yeah, that, they would probably, in a lot of situations, they would win the press conference. Whether they would win, whether they would win the draft, we have to get on the field and see that.
But this is very interesting because I look at their team.
But see, I almost that going back to the point. If they're convinced they need a receiver, I think you can get one at nine.
Okay.
I don't see Marvin Harrison being.
You don't. He's not your guy. He's not the number one.
He's a great player. Okay. You'd love to have him. He's probably going to be. You know, he's got the great pedigree with his dad. But
you got two blues on this team. I don't know how many you have. Frankly, you got the pass rusher and you got the wide receiver. You got both those guys via trade.
Mm-hmm.
A trade last year, the first overall pick, and obviously a second-round pick you gave up for Montez Sweat. And you paid him, and he still kept working hard. I mean, I love that player. So what I'm saying is if you can get two more blues out of the draft, that's how you raise – that's
absolutely.
A high tide raises all ships. So I hate the idea of getting on your horse and moving down to get more picks because it tells me that you either – you shouldn't have traded all that you traded, or that you, why didn't you go out and sign a pass rusher in the offseason if that's the position you have to have? You've left yourself right where you have a need to fill instead of taking what has fallen to you.
Well, you got to be convinced if you moved on that there's a player there that is going to make that impact.
Okay.
You know,
or we'll still be there.
We'll be one of those guys.
Yes, exactly. Okay. We'll be one of those guys. Or you just draft at nine. You know, I mean, that's really what they're looking at. And
will there be any scenario where you'll be disappointed Friday morning?
No. I mean, you know, let's say they take an offensive lineman at nine. We need help. You know, we need help in the offensive line. You know, like I said, there's between Jenkins being hurt and Nate Davis being hurt, and we got a guy going to play center that's been kind of a guard.
You're redoing the white hair problem.
And the depth, if you look, I was looking at our depth chart this morning. Yep. I mean, we don't have a lot of depth there. All it takes is one or two injuries, and our offensive line, we're going to be kind of having conversations like we did last year. You know, it could turn that quick when you really look at the players that are lined up, and a couple of them do have injury issues. So I wouldn't have a problem with an offensive lineman if they're convinced on them. Not one bit.
Okay, this has nothing to do. Well, it has nothing to do with the draft, let's say. But the Bears are going to unveil tomorrow at noon the renderings, the drawings of the Lakefront Dome. Do Bears fans care? Should they care? Do football coaches care, Dave, as to how the stadia thing is going on? Should we move here, there? Where are we going?
Coaches don't care. Coaches could care less. And I think most of the players live in the suburbs. Very few of them live down here in the city, you know, because of the traffic and the drive up to Hallis Hall. So it wouldn't affect your football team one bit. The only thing that would affect your football team is where are we going to be playing our games? How is it going to affect us during the season? You know, and that.
Can we get down there and do we have to turn on the lights to get the kicker going so that he can practice?
How about the dome factor, the elements? Does that bother you at all?
You know what?
They're removing the elements from the equation.
I know that we all talk about bare weather and playing outside, and that's an advantage. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing like going inside a 70-degree dome. You know what I mean? In December and playing it, you know, and that's probably sacrilegious to say that in Chicago.
Says the man with the Naples tan.
Yeah, I think the players.
The man from Pittsburgh with the Naples tan.
Well, I think the players the players would agree that too. I mean, who wants to go out there when it's -5
exactly.
and try to catch passes, right? It's common sense, you know?
No, I agree. I always wonder about if any of this stuff impacts anything other. I mean, we always we'll get to a point where they got to get more speed because they got to build the track team for the indoor and all that stuff. But right now,
no,
it's years away.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Great stuff, Dave. So great to see you. You got me all fired up for the draft.
Yeah, well, we shall see, right? No turning back now.
No turning back. Just trading back.
Not a chance. All right. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Love LA. LA was great. Now that I want to play at one place for 20 years and chase one guy, number 12, I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far, which is exciting for me because LA was great, but there is probably double digits of teams here. And so, I mean, it's a big pool of, you know, so you have to be winning championships. You have to be playoffs every year to have, you know, the fans and things like that show up. And so one thing, you know, if Chicago's a place that I've heard, they love ball, which is really exciting for me and something that I'm looking forward to and embracing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. That is the voice of Caleb Williams, and he was on the Pivot podcast, and he wants to play for 20 years, David.
Yes, he does. Ambitious. I don't think he needs to attach those kind of numbers. And look,
doesn't bother me.
I'll take a good decade. I'll take 8 good years.
You want to win a championship, you're going to be a legend in Chicago forever. You want to win eight, great. You can aspire to do that. Not going to try to kill his buzz. He's going to be somebody very special, and I think that he's going to be here for a very long time.
Yeah, I hope so.
Very long time.
And again, you know, you want him, you want your quarterback, you take a guy, you got 5 years, basically. You start a clock because the rookie contract goes 5 years, and then you got to pay the man.
So 5 years for him or 5 years for the Bears to get to the Super Bowl?
5 years for the Bears.
Yes.
That's it.
In Super Bowl window opens.
I will say it's three. It's three because of Montez Sweat, because that he's got, what, a four-year deal?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore has still got a couple years left. So your timetable has to match your best players.
That's
what I'm saying.
You can win the Super Bowl, and then you can play the first game of the next season in your new building.
Here we go with the building.
Well, I mean, this is the week that we're in.
In the dome.
In the dome.
Yeah, thanks,
Dave. And then you got to change your team.
Well,
312-644-6767. Todd's on the road. He's got a point.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing, guys?
Good.
So, Dave kind of mentioned what I was thinking. You know, if shiny new stadium is all fine and dandy, it'd be wonderful. But the Bears are known for winter football. They're known for having that defensive. We've got the advantage. We play in short sleeve, you know, in shorts, no long sleeves. We're tough. I am curious if that's going to somehow affect the reputation, even if it's the fans who are changing it. It sure as heck is nicer to be in the warm, for sure.
Exactly. Todd, but respect where you're coming from, but Bears weather is a myth, and I don't think it's worth clinging to any longer. Traditions change, and one of the things the Bears need to change about it, their tradition, is they need to win. They haven't won a playoff game since 2011. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 85. I don't know that I'm going to get too caught up in the fact that they're going to put a dome on a stadium and you're going to miss bear weather. Bear weather doesn't help you get any better. Maybe a dome will. I don't know. You get faster. You play to the you have the greatest show on turf, part two. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to get caught up on.
I don't worry about that until the reality of moving into it is in front of me. I'm not going to build a dome team now. I'm not going to take that information into this draft. I got too much on my plate.
Not at all. And I'm not going to miss bear weather because it never helped you really. You never really took advantage of it.
Did they really win in that cold weather? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I saw a couple of teams over the years fall apart in the so-called bear weather. I remember Atlanta and Michael Vick looked like they were huddled on the bench and they were all frozen.
Sure.
Okay. But for the most part, David, the Bears, you know, if you're good, you're going to be good regardless of the weather. It's a fallacy.
It is a fallacy, and I think it's time to kind of put that behind, because you're moving ahead, and you're going to see tomorrow. And tomorrow they release the renderings.
Yeah.
On Thursday, they get the foundation. In case, you know, that's the way – the foundation of the franchise is Caleb Williams.
That's fair.
And
that's more important than the building.
If we're prioritizing things this week,
Not for ownership, but for fans.
Well, for fans, for our attention, and I think for things that you can count on. Look, I have if we're ranking things that we can count on this week, I'm going to say that I'm more certain that the Caleb Williams is going to be a star quarterback than I am that the Bears are going to build on the lakefront.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, I really hope you are right, because that's more important.
But
if he's a star quarterback, then I think whatever the plan is, whatever this rebuild is, whatever their ambition is, will all be realized provided he is the player that they think they're getting. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more fun to experience. Yeah. But do you think that is reflective of confidence in Caleb Williams or skepticism still around this project, or maybe some element of both?
Combination of both. But I mean, look, it'd be great if the Bears end up, you know, with a great player, and then they get the building so they have the finances to support him for the next 20 years.
Exactly right.
It's all great.
It's one thing to build a stadium that can host a Super Bowl, but as we always say, it's better to have a team capable of playing in one.
No, that would be magnificent.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think it's interesting. It was fun to talk to Dave. I like the idea that Braxton Jones was improving at the end of last year because he's going into his third year. They have invested a lot of starts. There's not a lot of money, but you know, you think about how people get better at a job. Part of it is doing the job. There are people that can learn on the job, that can get better on the job. I'm not saying they're not working with him, but that has been one of my question marks since we started in this process. I think I've asked Biggsy about it. We've talked about it. This idea that is he improving? Is there another level for him that might make him not just serviceable, but maybe a plus player?
I don't know.
Let's say. And I don't know either.
I don't know. I mean,
We're
not offensive line experts, but no. I think we have seen enough good left tackles to know the difference between a Pro Bowl caliber or all pro caliber left tackle and one who is serviceable.
That's not asking a lot.
And I think when you talk about Braxton Jones, I've asked this question as well, because if you have an opportunity at the nine spot, it's a good debate. I don't think Joe Alt drops to number nine.
No.
But this whole scenario that we've kind of had fun with about moving up for Marvin Harrison Jr., you could make the same kind of argument passionately if you were really locked in on Joe Alt being a difference maker,
mm-hmm.
a guy that you could plug in for the next 8 to 10 years, theoretically, and be the left tackle while you have Darnell Wright on the right side. And so that's got to be very appealing, especially to a general manager who once played the position.
Again, I think that the question you ask out of every player that you select in this draft, out of every player you select in any draft, we have to be quarterback-centric. I think that the very fact that you're drafting a quarterback with the first overall pick, Caleb Williams, that means moving forward every move you make, everything you do. Is it helping the quarterback? Is it impacting the quarterback? Are you making your team better for the quarterback? Is the quarterback going to be better as a result of that move? We're going to ask that question with every guy they take. And, you know, sometimes that question has to do with how you're impacting the opposing quarterback. If you're going out and you're trading down and you're getting a Jared Verse and you're bringing in another pass rusher and you're going after guys, is that going to make your quarterback get better field position? Is that make your quarterback get the ball more often because you're going to stop the opposing quarterback?
That's a harder argument to make than drafting a wide receiver that's clearly going to make your quarterback better.
Yes.
I think that when you talk about getting an edge rusher, you could make the football argument, and you know, my football sensibilities would be, you love the defense and all those things about field position and hidden yards, and you can make that football argument, but it's a more obvious one to make when you draft Roma Dunze to pair with Caleb Williams and let them go score points in droves.
See, now you're talking, because what does a quarterback need? Number one, they need protection. Number two, weaponry. And I think you look at what the Bears have done in the offseason. They tried to help their protection. They got some guys on the interior of the line, and they tried to help their weaponry. They got a running back. They got a great wide receiver. They've gotten better.
And what we say coming in, 5 years, 3 years. You know what? Think in those terms. Don't get caught up, due respect, on Keenan Allen having a contract here. He's 31 years old, and he's a great addition. He's a great addition. But you're thinking long term here. Don't even caught up, and I know this is kind of like, we'll maybe get into this after Florio. Don't even get caught up so much in what happens if Matt Eberflus gets fired after 1 year, and then they have to – you're getting Caleb Williams, okay?
You look at
history in Chicago sports. You look at, okay, who was the manager when Frank Thomas came to the White Sox? Who was the manager when Chris Bryant came to the Cubs? Who was the coach when Taves and Kane went to the Blackhawks? The point being, when you're really at a point where you're going to maximize the potential of a star, a guy who can win you a championship, the coach sometimes becomes, you know, the first coach is almost incidental. Are you going to worry about that?
I believe Stan Albeck was the first coach from Mike Jordan.
Thank you. How many coaches went through before he was Michael Jordan, champion?
Right.
So this whole idea, well, what happens, you know, RG3 is spouting off again. Well, you know, I wouldn't go to Chicago because they're going to fire Matt Eberflus. Big deal.
Yeah. I mean, are they going to fire Matt Eberflus? Of course they are. I mean, that's
does anybody think that Matt Eberflus is going to be in the confetti at the new stadium?
Could he? Could he? No, but could he win?
Sure.
But, I mean, odds are you're going to replace him.
Odds are you're going to replace him. And odds are if Caleb Williams is everything you think he is, it's not going
to
matter.
No, I agree with that, too. I think that's a fun way to look. We're quarterback-centric here in Chicago. That's it. That's all we're going to talk about. Don't try to stop us.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in Mike Florio next. We'll talk some more football. Love football. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
So we can't beat, beat!
We can't beat, beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's that? Game's up! Game's up!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys today?
Good.
We are getting so fired up because we're closing in on this draft, and we know that the Bears are about to get themselves a quarterback. And it's been a while, Mike. It's been, let's see. We'll never forget the way they thrilled the nation with the T formation. I guess Sid Luckman. I mean, it's been a long time since they have been able to brag about a quarterback, and hopefully Caleb Williams is that guy.
Yeah, the Jay Cutler truthers get upset when we gloss over him, but one NFC championship appearance and standing on the sidelines for basically what, all of the second half of that game. That doesn't put him up in franchise quarterback territory. Jim McMahon was the quarterback of a Super Bowl champion, but there probably were a lot of other quarterbacks that could have ridden sidecar with that defense to a championship. So it's time. We'll see if Caleb Williams is the guy, but there's no doubt at this point that he's the guy. He's had one visit. They could sign him to a contract if they want to. I think the NFL just likes to hold out that tiny little shred of uncertainty to get people to tune in at 8 o'clock and not 8:15 Eastern time on draft night.
Mike, what did you think about the surprise announcement yesterday that the Bears will hold a press conference noon tomorrow to release renderings of the Lakefront Dome Stadium and talk about what that means one day before the biggest draft in years in Chicago?
It's about getting the deal done. And I've seen this movie before where teams will issue a big deal with this, the renderings of the stadium. Jacksonville did it a year or so ago, trying to build momentum toward getting whatever public funding the team might be looking for. And yes, the Bears are willing to pay a lot of their own money for it, but they have to. You're never going to get 100% of a stadium paid for. You got to come to the table with something. You got to hope that the public governments involved will come to the table with something. And one way to put pressure, public pressure, on those entities is to act like this thing is going forward. This thing is going forward. Here are the drawings. Here, get everybody excited. Get people to act like this is a done deal. That may be the way to get the money that the Bears are looking for. So that doesn't surprise me.
Mike, as we look around the league and we think about the uncertainty that so many teams have at quarterback, this is the quarterback draft, right? There's going to be a run on the bank at some point. Some of these teams, and there are teams that don't even have picks that, I mean, I guess you could say Denver involved in a trade for a guy named Wilson, always frightening. They need a quarterback, right? I mean, they're one of these teams. That doesn't solve any problems. These teams have got to get quarterbacks out of there. There's about a half dozen of them.
You got seven teams in the top 13 that you could look at and say they could be in play for a quarterback. The Bears, obviously, the Commanders, the Patriots, the Giants, the Vikings, the Broncos, and the Raiders. You got six guys at very most that could be first-round quarterbacks. Now, Bo Nix, I believe, based upon things I'm hearing, slides out of the round unless somebody swoops back in at the end. to trade for him. And we've seen that play out before with Lamar Jackson, with Teddy Bridgewater. And there's value in getting the guy late in the round because you get him for 5 years, not 4 years. And for a quarterback who may be sitting for a year or two, there's value in that. Michael Penix Jr. is the other one that could slip a little bit. A source that I trust very thoroughly said top half of the round is where he's going to go, so we'll see. But between Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, all four of those guys could be gone, really, by the time the Jets pick at number 10.
Wow. Mike, the Chiefs make big news yesterday. Andy Reid signs a contract extension through 2029 and could retire if that is when he leaves as the winningest head coach ever. Is that, how possible is that?
I think it's very possible when you have Patrick Mahomes. You know, last year entering the season, when there was talk about Bill Belichick chasing Don Shula, I started looking at the all-time wins list and I thought, wow, Andy Reid could catch Belichick and could emerge with more wins than anyone. And he's got Patrick Mahomes. The question is, how long will he keep doing it? And it's good for the Chiefs to finally address what was a glaring discrepancy. When Belichick's at 25, as many believe, and he's supposedly getting 25 this year from the Patriots to not coach the team, and Reid was at 12 and a half, are you kidding me? That's embarrassingly low. And, you know, I was talking about this earlier today because I was hearing the Chiefs were preparing for the possibility of Reid retiring. So when he doesn't retire, all these Chiefs fans are like, you were wrong. I was like, just because he didn't retire didn't mean the Chiefs weren't preparing for the possibility. And as I was saying those things, I heard nothing from the Chiefs, from Reid, from any intermediaries that I'm barking up the wrong tree. Look, if you're not going to give this guy what he's due to make, why wouldn't you consider walking off into the sunset? It's a great piece of leverage to get what you deserve. And he clearly deserved an adjustment, and he got it. Good for him. And yeah, he may end up with more wins than anyone by the time he's done, and it helps to have Patrick Mahomes.
Will he stick around for the 5 years? Is that possible? I mean, he is getting long in the tooth.
Well, you know, the question is, and I've made this point before as it relates to George Halas. He stopped coaching because he was physically unable to stand there for 3 hours and chase down the officials. And do we really want to get to a point where a head coach is in the booth the whole game? I remember in the final years for Joe Paterno, that's how it went in Penn State. But I think the key is having the physical ability to be on your feet all the time. And, you know, it's a lot. I remember going to training camp in Minnesota when they opened their new facility 6-7 years ago. And, you know, you're standing out, it's like, man, and Rick Spielman, the GM, said to me, yeah, you know, you got to get your training camp legs. You got to, you're standing a lot. And when you're a football coach, you are standing a lot. And how deep into your life can you stand a lot? It's just one of the basic realities. And again, it's why George Halas retired from coaching when he did.
It's great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great draft.
Enjoy the draft.
Thank you, pal. That is Mike Florio. You're listening to Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767. Are you getting pumped up for the draft? I mean, is it just me? Am I the only guy shot out of a cannon here?
Is there anybody more excited about the renderings than they are about the draft? Besides Kevin Warren.
Renderings coming at noon tomorrow. Draft coming Thursday night. Mully and Haw, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.